Live from Hollywood, California, it's The Rick Savage Show.
This is The Rick Savage Show. I'm your host, Rick Savage. That's how that works. It's my show. It's my name. You ever see Pump Up the Volume? I never did. But in my mind, that's what this podcast is like. In my mind, I'm Christian Slater. And we're just having conversations. Sometimes it's silly. Sometimes it's serious. Have you ever seen the trailer? That's the extent of my journey into Pump Up the Volume, is the trailer. Hold on. Let me just play a clip of the trailer really quick.
You think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Good guys. We were on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band. No one else is using it. Price is right.
Are you listening to this?
Yeah.
Of course I'm listening.
You out there? You listening?
So that's what this podcast is. Basically, I'm Christian Slater. Okay, he might be taking it a little too serious. The high school pirate radio station. But I do remember when I was on the radio in LA, San Diego is different, but when I got to LA, I was like the sixth man on the NBA team, right? You have like the five starters, and I was like the next guy. I never got a full-time slot, right? You had like your Monday through Friday DJs, and then I would either be on late at night, or I would be on the weekends, or I would record commercials or whatever. It was great. It was a great gig, and I regret not maximizing that opportunity. Maybe we'll talk about that later. But I do remember having this idea of just being on in the middle of the night and being able to talk about whatever I wanted. Because every radio station I've ever worked at, you had about 20 seconds to talk in between a Sublime song and a Chili Peppers song or a White Stripes song or whatever. And you talk over the music and then you try to say something clever and that's it. That's your job. And there are some people that are very, very good at that are currently on the radio. And I got into this just kind of repetition of going, well, here's that song, and now here's that song. Looking back, my bosses probably expected a little more from me, and maybe that's why I'm not on the radio anymore. But there was a moment where I wanted to be on in the middle of the night and just take calls from random people that are up at 3 a.m. in Los Angeles. I have a feeling there's interesting stories out there. Besides like the tweakers and the craziness, I think there's probably great stories from, you know, guys that drive trucks in the middle. Like, who are the people? You ever drive around at 3 a.m. and there's like shit happening? Who are the people that are driving these trucks at 3 a.m? They got to listen to the radio. They got to be doing something. So I just thought it'd be very interesting. You know what? I'm going to email my old boss and pitch him on this idea. And I know there's no way that he'll pick it up. But I do feel like a middle of the night live radio show would create something interesting. Wow, did we get on a tangent all from Christian Slater? Side note, my favorite Christian Slater role, well, that's not fair. I have two favorites. One, Gleaming the Cube, obviously. Do you remember how he had like the Bugle Boy jeans and he had a little loop that he would stick his skateboard in? He would stick like just the wheel in and the whole board would hang as he was like climbing the walls or whatever. So one, Gleaming the Cube. Two, The West Wing. He played like the guy that Donna was going to trade votes with and then ended up dating. And then he ended up working in the White House. And then he explained why an ashtray for the Navy costs like $300 because it has to break without having any pointed sides. Okay. All right. Well, if you never saw that episode, you don't know what I'm talking about. But Donna was bitching about the budgets and she was like, I don't understand why your screwdriver costs $400 and your ashtray costs $300. And he was like, but look, and he takes the ashtray and he slams it on the table and it breaks in three perfect separate pieces with no jagged edges. And he says, well, we have to have this because if something happens and things explode, we can't have glass flying all over the place. And then they kissed, and then his 3-episode arc was done, and that was his run on The West Wing. Those are my two favorite Christian Slater. We are on an interesting path tonight, guys. Are you watching the new season of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee? Jerry Seinfeld, Netflix. It's great. I've watched, I don't know, 9 episodes already. John Mulaney, Ellen DeGeneres, Tracy Morgan, Alec Baldwin. It's an interesting thing about that show. first off, it shows why being a comic seems so appealing. Because the whole show is just Jerry and another person running bits. I think there's three episodes so far that have a good like 2 or 3 minute chunk on burping, on belching. Him and John Mulaney are riffing on it. Him and Kate McKinnon are riffing on it. I'm sure there's a third. If not, there will be. It's just two comedians running bits, which I have a few friends that are like legit real comics, not open micers like me and my friends. But I feel like that's their life, is they just hang out with their comedian friends and they go to diners or have coffee and they do bits for hours. And then they go do a 15 or 20 minute set that night. That's what it looks like to me on the outside. I'm sure there's much more to it, but it feels like, so that's what the show is, right? It's just Jerry, another comic, and they're just doing bits for 20 minutes at a time. And it's great. But the best part about the show is it taps into this weird thing that people that create content try to accomplish. I used quotation marks when I said create content, because everything is content now. Content is king. And at least in music content or entertainment content, these executives, these suits, they always say things like, we need to create a show that someone will watch even if you're not a fan of the guest. Okay? Let me say that again. We need to create a show that even if you're not a fan of the talent, you'll watch the show, right? So the idea is everyone watches The Tonight Show because it's The Tonight Show. And maybe you'll know the musical guest, or maybe you'll know the comic or the movie star or whatever. And even if you don't, you know the format and you're comfortable, so you'll watch it anyways. That's really hard to do, especially in music. You're going to click on this YouTube clip because you recognize the artist's name. Oh, Lady Gaga doing backflips with dolphins. I'm in. I'm gonna click. But if it's some unknown artist, I might not, right? Okay, so I understand the challenge. I feel like Seinfeld, there's other ones too. Hot Ones. Do you watch Hot Ones on Complex? Hot Ones is great. It's just this guy, and they eat spicy hot wings, and he interviews rappers and movie stars and TV stars and comedians and asks them questions that correspond with the hot wings. Clever, right? I watch that show even if I'm not a fan. So I think Seinfeld has tapped into this too, right? You know Jerry, you're comfortable with him, and then he brings on his friends, and I don't really care about Alec Baldwin. He's probably an asshole, let's be honest. There's no way Alec Baldwin is not a huge dick, for sure. But I'll watch the episode, right? Because they're going to go get coffee, funny anecdotes, on to the next one. So one of these episodes is Brian Regan, and Brian Regan is a clean comic, and I'm using quotations again, so he doesn't curse. And he plays huge shows because, you know, families can go and watch Brian Regan. He's super funny, super accomplished comic, but he's a clean comic. And my own personal bias, I guess, I just kind of tuned him out. If you're not saying the F word, can I really trust what you're talking about? So anyways, I'm binge watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And it rolls right into the Brian Regan episode. And I'm about to skip because I don't really know much about him and I'm not a fan. I go, you know what? It's 20 minutes. Let's just let it roll. And I'm so happy I did because it's a great episode. He's a great dude. And then he ends with this lovely quote that I thought you would enjoy.
You know, the butterflies?
Yeah.
You get the butterflies.
Oh, I need that.
I always say that the things you remember in life,
yeah,
are the things that happen right after you had butterflies. So you should never avoid the butterflies because those are the memory makers.
Very good. That's nice. I like that.
That's so good. Of course those are the moments that matter. I never once thought about it like that. But as he's saying that, I'm thinking about two thoughts come to mind. One, interviewing Paramore. Because I obviously, like every other dude, has had a crush on Haley for years. So the first time I interviewed Paramore, lots of butterflies. And I remember it was backstage at Bamboozle, which was, I don't know, like a punk rock festival. Kind of like Warped Tour, but they only did an East Coast and West Coast show. So the West Coast one, again, back to what I was talking about earlier, I was like the sixth man on my radio station roster. So when all the other DJs passed on opportunities, they called me and I took them. So one was to go down to Irvine for Bamboozle. And I think I did the interviews on Saturday. And I think Psycho Mike did the interviews on Sunday. So my interviews were Face to Face, Jimmy Eat World, a couple other ones, and Paramore. I remember having the butterflies as they were walking up. Because I don't know, like I just thought they were so cool and I thought Haley was awesome and they had actually gone through some drama with band members and so I didn't know where the interview would go. But long story short, it turned out to be great and they were super charming and sweet and we talked about ping pong. I guess they're big on playing ping pong on the road or something. So we talked about ping pong and it was lovely. And I have a great photo from it where I have a terrible haircut. Guys, why did no one in 2009 tell me to get a haircut? Oh, it was so bad. But nonetheless, that was an event that followed the butterflies in my stomach. I can think back to high school, sneaking out of my parents' house, going to see my girlfriend, butterflies. So I think that's great, right? People get stage fright. They always get scared. A lot of people are scared of public speaking or whatever. But those butterflies usually lead to something pretty magical. And I never would have experienced that if I didn't randomly watch this Brian Regan episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Ugh, it was 107 yesterday. Why? Why was it 107? It was 102 today? I don't understand. I understand global warming. We're all going to die. I get it. But still, oof, it was rough. I'm recording this podcast with the AC turned off right now because, if the AC was on, you wouldn't hear my voice like this because there would be a fucking fan in the background, right? So I turn the AC off when I record. I feel bad, but the girlfriend is asleep, so I think it's okay.
It's time to podcast.
That's what, if I put off doing the podcast, that's what Gina says. If I'm like, I don't want to do it and blah, it's late and
it's time to podcast.
She just says, hey, it's time to podcast. So, she just got her wisdom teeth out too. Oh man. I got mine out about a year ago. I was high as a kite. I ate all those hydrocodones. Ate every last one of them. She's a little better with the pain meds than I was, but man, that wisdom teeth's no joke. I was 12 years overdue on getting my wisdom teeth out. The last time I saw a dentist, she finally was like, hi, can we make an appointment in a week? Because everything is impacted. There's teeth you don't even know back there. I'm going to talk about someone I don't want to talk about, but I feel like I should. There's a girl named Yes Jules. That's her name. I don't know if it's short for Julie or something, but she goes by Yes Jules. If you look up her LinkedIn page or if you follow her on social media, her bio is Director of Vibes. That's a job title now in this day and age. And she's a pretty girl with a big ass. People hire her to throw parties and to do quote unquote digital marketing for them. And that's cool. I'm not trying to get in the way of anyone's hustle. So she's kind of this social media celebrity. And of course she decided to release a song because that's what you do. If you're the Catch Me Outside girl on Dr. Phil, you start recording music and Atlantic Records signs you. Guys, what are you doing over there? Hey, Atlantic, stop signing people like this. But whatever. Okay, so you get a little bit of fame and you go, okay, well, now I need to turn this into something else. So if you're like a YouTube Vine star, you try to do stand-up comedy and you're terrible and you fail, but for a year or two, you get a couple bucks. Okay, so she wants to do some music. I'm just going to play a clip and then I'm going to describe the artwork because that's what gets me. I mean, the song is whatever. I mean, it's bad. It's for sure bad. Baby, when you're not around, it makes me go crazy late. I've been thinking about you on the day. I think I'm going crazy. Lately, I've been going crazy thinking about you. Every time we have a conversation. I love that. Her first song ever, she gives you like two bars and then like, let's get a rapper on here immediately. Still not her, still a guy rapping. Can we hear your voice? Yes, Jules. Same words from before. Okay. Back to the rapper. Bro, this is your debut song. This is your first entry into the music game. Oh, I hear. Took a minute and 15 for her to start. Oh. Trash. You're so bad. Okay, so here's the reason. I mean, I'm a little upset about this, right? You could tell. The artwork to this song is a photo of her on the beach, and it's maybe like 20 feet back, and she's facing away from the camera, and it's just her ass. I mean, you could see her arms. She's kind of raising her arms up in the sky like she won an Iron Man or a decathlon. But it's just a big booty shot. And I don't know how to talk about things like this. You know, I've said on other podcasts, I'm a pretty left liberal type of guy. I'd consider myself a feminist. So any girl getting money, I don't want to get in the way of it. But if your debut song is just a photo of your fat ass, how can I take you serious? What if this song was good? See, she doesn't even believe in the song. That's the issue. She knows it's not good. If this was the fire track of the summer, she'd want her, I don't know, face on the artwork so I could learn about this artist and go, oh, she's killing it. Who is this girl? And then I'd recognize her. But this is just her ass. And it's one of those... Okay, guys. It's one of those big fake asses that is not real. And that's okay. I'm not mad with like you cleaning up what you know, things that you want to improve, guy or girl, do what you got to do. But like there's no exercise in the world that would give you Kim Kardashian's butt. And we get it cuz it's Kim, right? So that's fine. But there's no amount of squats you can do to get an ass that looks like that and the rest of your body is just like super chill and normal. I'm just saying, if you're going to make a run at music, if Yes Jules is going to come out and say, I should listen to your song instead of Ariana Grande or Drake or Taylor Swift or Green Day, anyone, you should have a little bit of integrity behind it. I have a friend, I don't want to say his name, and there's no way he listens to this podcast, but I have a friend that works at one of these record labels that keeps signing these people, these like meme type artists that are only popular because of other bullshit. And I really want to ask him off the record why they continue to do it. There's no artist development plan with that. There's no career that's going to cut. Like, no one's going to take the Catch Me Outside girl for real. Before we get into the Savage of the Week this week, I want to take a second to talk about the word savage. And maybe my new personal goal is to take away the negative connotation to my last name and my family's last name. Anything bad, anything crazy, anything on worldstarhiphop.com is savage now. There's always these clips of the last one I saw was like white woman leaves her husband because she had a taste of a black man. Savage. What? No. So here's what Tommy Segura, just let me play this clip. He's talking about Kevin Spacey.
Stories came out about him with like 14-year-old boys.
Yikes.
Attempting to rape one, supposedly raping another. And turns out, I mean, at least how it's being portrayed is that he's a fucking savage, you know?
No, I don't know, Tom. How did Savage get all wrapped up into, oh, jeez. Well, I guess that leads us to, and I'm going to put a positive spin on this one.
What a fucking savage!
I'm a savage. Fucking with a savage.
I'm a savage.
Savage with a call of savage.
They like savage, why you got a 12-car garage and you only got 6 cars?
Something about you turns me to a savage.
Savage of the week. It's a good one. You know, I'm tempted to add more and more Savage drops to this little jingle, but then you get Tommy Buns, then you get Tom Segura talking about inappropriate things as a Savage. Well, this week, we're going positive, we're going Savage of the Week, we're going Joey Chestnut. Do you know who Joey Chestnut is? He's a Savage. 74 hot dogs. Won the Nathan's hot dog eating contest over the 4th of July.
And blowing away the rest of the field right now, Joey Chestnut. The esophagus of a champion. The stomach of a warlord.
Nathan's Famous owns July 4th. Joey Chestnut owns America.
A legend already. The legend continues. Number 11 for Joey Chestnut here at Nathan's. Joey Chestnut, 11th. Mustard belt.
Fantastic day in Coney Island, Adam. I hope you enjoyed it.
Coming up next, the American Cornhole League Pro Invitational over on ESPN2, right down the road from where we are here at Coney Island.
What the hell is going on over at ESPN that they're doing hot dog eating contest and then they throw to the cornhole competition? Either way, if you've never seen a hot dog eating contest, these competitive eaters, I don't know what's happening inside their body. It's not good. They're all going to die soon. But just go online and watch a little clip of Joey Chestnut eating 74 hot dogs. They dunk them in water to get them down the gullet as soon as possible. Oh man, you know, I know times aren't great, you know? I was going to talk about Scott Pruitt and his resignation letter where he talked about serving Trump and how it was such an honor to serve him. And he mentioned that over and over. You know what? It doesn't matter because we have Joey Chestnut. We're going to get through this little blip in our history. Maybe 100 years from now, they'll be looking back and they'll go, what were those guys thinking back then? What were they thinking with that reality show president? That was a bad idea. But you know what? Maybe they'll turn the page and there'll be a photo of Joey Chestnut, the man who ate 74 hot dogs on the 4th of July.
What a fucking savage!
That is a savage. That is the way the term should be used. Joey Chestnut, my hero. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Let's get out of here. The last thing I'll say, I'm a little upset at IHOP. They did a big thing. Changes to IHOB with a B for burgers. International House of Burgers. And then I'm driving to work the other day. And I'm driving down Wilshire where there's an IHOP. And I'm an IHOP fan, okay? When you're thinking of the target demo of IHOP, it's this guy. It's the guy that would order an appetizer sampler to go, okay? I'm in the target demo. There's a photo on my Instagram right now from like 10 years ago of me leaving IHOP with a to-go bag. All I'm saying is when you're talking about IHOP, you're talking about me, fam. Change the name to IHOB because it's all about burgers. I'm driving down Wilshire. Sign still says IHOP. All the branding is still IHOP. And there's one poster of a hamburger with IHOB on it. Look, if you're going to half-ass this burger thing, I'm going to Shake Shack. If you're not going to take this serious, if you're not going to give the hamburger the respect it deserves, I'm going In-N-Out, baby. Going to Shake Shack. I'll go to Wendy's. I don't care. I'll get a square hamburger. You guys are either in or you're out. That's my message to IHOP. Okay, let's go. Let's wrap this thing up here. Hey, if you haven't left a review, I would really appreciate it. Just throw me 5 stars. Just leave a little comment that says, hey, you made it this far. You know what I'm saying? If you made it this far into the podcast, you could leave a little review. I would really appreciate it. All right, song of the week. We're going to go with Rancid. It's a song that Tim wrote after that girl from the Distillers broke his heart. But his friends were there for him. And it's kind of sweet. It's sweet punk rock. It's called Fall Back Down by Rancid. Have a lovely week. See you later. Bye.
Don't worry about me. I'm gonna make it all right. Got my enemies caught field in my sight. I think I'll be a situation. Gonna make it right. In the shadow of the darkness, I stand in the light. See, it's our style to keep it true. I had a bad year. I've gone through. I've been knocked out, beat down, black and blue. She's not the one coming back for you. She's not the one coming back for you. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. And take this as to how to learn a lesson. You're gonna make it through the darkest night. Some people put J on it, class treason. Wanna make everything alright. If I look and act really crazy, I'm way down, she betrayed me. Now my vision is no longer hazy. I'm very lucky to have my crew. They stood by me when she flew. I've been knocked down, beat down, black and blue. She's not the one coming back for you. She's not the one coming back for you. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. Fall back down, you're gonna be my friend. If I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again. If I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend.
If I fall back down,
if I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again.
If I fall back down,
if I fall back down, you're gonna be my friend.
If I fall back down,
if I fall back down, you're gonna help me back up again.
Better than yesterday isn't for everyone.
Keep it up, Peloton!
Just one more push isn't for everyone. Being your own role model isn't for everyone.
You're crushing it, Peloton! Keep it up!
I'm a champion. It's not for everyone, but Peloton's for go-getters, everyday heroes, and anyone who really wants it. Learn more about 30-day home trial at onepeloton.com.